Winners with their positive self-dimension, most importantly, have a keen awareness of the value of time, which once spent is gone from their lives forever. Winners seem to understand the concept which I call close encounters of the fourth kind. Close encounters of the fourth kind have nothing to do with UFOs or Star Wars. The fourth dimension is time, and time is forever the ultimate ruler in each of our own lives. When we were children, time stood still. It took forever for Christmas and summer vacation to arrive. Our 21st birthday was always way out in the future, and then it came and went. A close encounter of the fourth kind is a life experience in which you come face to face with the reality that there are no timeouts, no substitutions, no replays, that it's not a rehearsal or a practice game, but it's truly the Super Bowl, World Cup, or big game every day. And this is not merely a cliche with the winner. It's a sobering understanding that the clock never stops. Your encounter may be a near miss on the freeway. It could be the loss of a close friend or a serious illness in the family, or something as simple as a high school or college reunion, or an encounter with an old family photo album, or even a new look at yourself in your own bathroom mirror. I went to my 30th high school reunion not too long ago, and it was a sobering experience. If you haven't been to your own 20th or 30th high school reunion, don't go. They're close encounters of the worst kind. You'll see old people who claim to be your classmates. The cheerleaders look like the refrigerettes. The most likely to succeed didn't. The curly-headed guy in my English class is as bald as Marvelous Marvin Hagler or Telly Savalas. The shy girl in my speech class is a trial attorney. The guy who is afraid of heights is an astronaut. It just doesn't compute anymore. All my old friends had to look at my name tag with their reading glasses on, and they still couldn't put the name with the face. I told them all, I travel a lot and get jet advance instead of jet lag. Winners learn from each of these close encounters, and they develop a cherished respect for the value of time. They don't spend time like losers, chasing it, squandering it, or trying to hide from it under a cosmetic veil. Winners understand the mortality of their own bodies, and they're able to mature and adapt to age gracefully and positively. They know that growing old is a state of mind, and that spending time is inevitable. That's why the winners in life treat their bodies as if they were magnificent spacecrafts that give them the finest transportation and endurance for their lives.